Welcome to the Botcast, featuring Nigel Bottrell. The Botcast is an Entrepreneur's Circle production, exclusively for EC members.
Hi, it's Botcast time. Spring is round the corner, and today, for you, spring has sprung because not only is the...
That's so cheesy, sorry.
Is it the Botcast? But Frahana is with me today. Blimey, you're full of beans. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I'm actually full of eggs.
Sorry?
I am full of eggs that were made in this really cool, proper little egg cooking device.
What?
I know, not a saucepan and boiling water. It's a plug-in, electrical.
Hang on. You're not Gordon Ramsay. This is the Botcast.
I'm so not Gordon Ramsay.
So, hang on. I feel we need to pursue this. So, for breakfast this morning?
Yes.
You had eggs?
Two, boiled.
Cooked in...
an egg cooking machine, as I like to call it. Yeah. I borrowed it from Rob, so I pinched it on Friday, because we're kitchenless at the minute, so it's great. So I can't actually cook at the minute until my new kitchen gets
here. So
Video Rob.
Lent you an egg cooker.
Yes.
Okay.
Really cool. You can do about 7 eggs, bit of boiling water, plug it in, switch it on, and bish bash bosh, you've got boiled eggs.
I'm excited for you.
I know.
You.
I haven't mastered half boiled yet.
Okay.
So watch this face.
All right, well, I mean, there you go. Value add straight away.
Straight away.
Should we start again? So Fro, we are, you've been basking over the last few days when we're recording this in the tremendous kind of warm afterglow, not of boiled eggs, but of the implementer event that we ran here at the in the training academy early in February.
Yeah.
And because the implementer is a 3-day event, and the first day is a kind of whistle stop tour around all the different elements of a good marketing plan.
Yeah.
And then what it really comes into, what was tremendous, the vibe and the atmosphere was tremendous here, because the days 2 and 3 were members actually getting stuff done.
Yeah, yeah.
And implementing, and we kind of basically shut down the whole business. So all the EC team, whether it was kind of paid traffic or our tech boys, or it was our copywriters or our, you know, people like yourself, that everyone was available to work with members.
Yeah.
And a lot of people got a lot of stuff done, right?
They certainly did. Bloody hell! Do you know, just thinking about it, it kind of brings a smile to my face, and you might even be able to hear my smile on this podcast because honestly, it was a proper buzz. Definitely my most favouritist thing that I've ever done and been involved with at EC.
Okay.
It really was. Honestly, it was amazing.
Okay, why?
Because we literally help people to get stuff done. We talk to members all the time, and I know we do so much to help members, which is great, and that's what we're here for. But it was so good to see people come with something that they wanted to work on, something that they might have been stuck with, or just thinking about, or kind of pissing about with a little bit. And we just helped them to move stuff on, get stuff done, and leave. You know, some people left with money in the bank. It was like, yay, you've made sales.
Okay, so what let's just explore this a bit, because I've talked quite a bit recently about how...
You normally do, Nudge. It's going to be that kind of podcast.
Okay. Welcome to Frahana's podcast, where I'm privileged to be to this month's guest. As entrepreneurs, that... what we get paid for, how we earn our money, and really the big difference between those that are super successful, that have the business and perhaps the lifestyle that they're looking for, and those that don't, when you, all push comes to shove, it's our ability to get stuff done.
Yes.
That is the kind of defining factor. And obviously that was part of our thinking behind the implementer when we put it on, was that we would create an environment and a support, network and resources so that people could get a lot more stuff done that they could implement. And it is an interesting point that you make, because I know a lot of people came to that with quite a lot of long-term EC members.
Yes.
That were there. And I saw Hazel Edwards was...
Yes.
She was getting down with some all sorts of stuff getting done on the third day.
She certainly was.
And Hazel's been in EC for over 6 years. You know, mastermind member for 4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And was cooking it. So let's just explore some of the things then, because I think the theme really of this podcast today is about, you know, how it's a challenge for all of us, is how can we today get the things done that will make the biggest difference? And how can we then do the same thing tomorrow and make the right difference? And I guess that the starting point comes from understanding, well, what are the things that will make the difference? But even knowing them doesn't make it happen, does it?
Yeah,
absolutely. So what sort of things were people getting, you know, getting help and support? What were they getting done on the day? I had quite a lot of chats about customer journey.
Yeah, one of our favourites, isn't it? Customer journey. I think it's a proper EC thing. And it's something that, unfortunately, a lot of business owners just have never thought about. They've never kind of spent the time to plan what they do with their customers, how to look after them, and how to really, really kind of make the most of the relationships they have with customers. And obviously, we've talked about it a lot, haven't we, Nigel, at the EC, and David Costa's been a really good example with the Flowers Unlimited, and a lot of members have heard that story, and it's got them finally thinking, right, what could we do? What more can we do to look after our customers? And so we've done a lot of work, probably spoke to about 40-odd people, I think, over those few days, just about refining their customer journey.
Yeah.
So the way they get customers in, how they interact with them, the touch points, lots of stuff around that.
What I am thinking of doing, and I don't think I've even shared this with you yet, but I am contemplating, because we have a process that we use in Mastermind, as you know, that is really helpful to map out the customer journey.
Yeah.
And what I am looking at is the feasibility of us running effectively the July national event as a kind of,
I like it,
the mother of all kind of customer journey workshops. Yes. It would be, so you would come along
and get it done.
Input and do and try and turn on a very specific topic, but turn the national event into a customer journey
extravaganza
festival.
Yes, I like it.
So I don't.
Yeah, I love it. I was just going to say, I think one of the things that surprised me, but also really delighted me, was how open people were to reviewing what they're already doing.
Mm-hmm.
And people came not with, oh, we should be doing, you know, some of the more typical stuff, but really open to just try something different. Whether it is, you know, kind of BombBomb, there's still lots of members there who haven't embraced fully yet BombBomb and the power that it can have just to move things on and really just make you stand out from competitors. But yeah, I think it was a huge impact for people.
I talk in the March circuit about video cards as well. I know we had a few people use the video suite here as part of the 2 days to record their videos. And several of them are putting them on video cards. And we've got the... it's very interesting, this, because this came up again out of Mastermind, actually. And it's a little bit... It's quite funny, actually. You know how, you know, like Velcro was, like, invented by NASA?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
It was.
I was surprised because my husband's name is NASA, as you know, and I thought, did he?
Okay.
The other NASA.
Yes.
Yes.
Fro's not married to the North American Space Agency. But NASA invented Velcro.
Right.
Because obviously the astronauts, it's how that's what it was first developed for. And like, you know, Formula One.
Yes.
ABS brakes were developed at Formula One.
Okay. I still didn't know any of this.
Well, there's a point where I'm going with this. Because what happens is it's things at the cutting edge, as it were, are kind of developed, and then they come into kind of mass market.
They do, yes.
And
yes,
so
yes.
Things like BombBomb or video cards in EC and indeed Customer Journey, they all kind of originate at Mastermind.
Yeah,
and filter down. And it kind of then over time percolates down. And that was my kind of point. And that's what's happening here a little bit. And the video cards, which they're not a new concept. They've been around for 2 or 3 years now, but they have been quite expensive.
Yes.
And it was one of my Mastermind members, I think it was Sarah Cressel, who found and sourced a supplier direct from China.
Right.
And he's great. They're a big company. They do all the supplies for people like Hewlett Packard and BP and Shell and a few people. And anyway, and they've done an EC deal. And which is actually, and I talk about it, the video cards in this month's circular. And there is now an EC deal on the hub. So people can get video cards. Yeah. And I what I have to say are very sensible prices, we say. So you're going to be paying something between £15 and £20 for a kind of a A5 video card, but going up to just over £30, it's like $40 or $39. You get the full A4, the full Monty, and you've seen the card that the U-Move guys.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Have used, which yeah, is, yeah. I mean, beautifully designed. Yes. That's part of the trick with video cards, is to get the artwork yeah. right, so the design really supports and reinforces the message. But then when those cards arrive, and I love the A4 ones,
yeah,
the
huge impact.
And U-Move would play them, I mean, they did that several year ago, and you know that those cards are utilised now in both parts of their business, and it's a business that, as most people will know, you know, they sold for £15 million last September.
Possibly all down to that fantastic video card.
Well, it wasn't all down to the video card, but the growth of their business and their acquisition of customers has definitely been enhanced and yeah. improved markedly by the introduction of the video card, and so it is for lots of other businesses. Marie Cross yes. in Mastermind use video cards really effectively to get appointments yeah. with court, and that's really, for me, that's the big win. It's when you're going, video cards are perfect for B2B,
yes,
when you want to get a meeting,
yeah,
because they're a really great way to get the attention. And because and typically it would be the business owner, it would be, you know, I'd be on the video card because yeah. you get a sense of knowing the person much more thoroughly than you can in any other media, and they're a tremendous tool. And I am hoping that by making people aware of the cards and then the pricing that yeah. we've got through the Chinese company, that more business will be able to exploit the big potential of them this year. The I mean, another element of the it's all kind of linked back to those 2 days, you know, is speed.
Yes,
and it does frustrate me. I know we've been doing some work with, I've got to be careful what I say here, actually, but we've been in conversation for over 6 months now
wow.
with one in particular, but the truth is several, of the government's growth mm-hmm. hubs. And one of them is very pleased with themselves because they have made a decision and moved to implementation in like week 25.
Wow.
And like, if it was me, it would have happened on like day 3.
Yeah.
And the truth of it is, if you look around, and I do a lot of reading, as you know, and if you study any of the, I mean, properly successful people, not just in history, that bringing this back to quite contemporary times, speed is a really big factor. And yet most people in business do things
really
slowly.
Yes.
So slowly, Fro. And I mean, I forget where I first got this from, but it isn't my phrase, but it's a very, very pertinent phrase, is that in many ways, almost the shortcut to success as an entrepreneur is to remove the time between the idea and the implementation. Because
yeah.
if you have the idea and get it implemented
yes.
in, you know, rapidly short time, yeah. you make progress. And not everything will work. I mean, crikey, again, you know,
yeah.
the number of things that we've tried here, and I, you know, God, I get really excited about something.
You're excited,
but we do it quick.
Yeah.
And then we find out.
We find out quick. Well, yes. that's the key thing.
It's, yeah. But at yeah. least we're doing lots
we're doing
of stuff,
yeah, yeah.
And do you know what? Some of them hit.
Yeah,
some
yeah,
of them,
do.
Some of them
yeah.
absolutely do hit. And the speed thing is a big factor.
Yeah.
And in terms of, depending on what people's businesses are, because I recognise that, you know, not everyone wants to build £1 million business. A lot of people are very contented with yeah. where their life is at the moment, and in those cases, for those people, then you can ignore speed
you can
go slow. But if you do want your life or your business to be somewhere different, then actually, I guess, working out, well, how different, where, what's going to be different, what can I do to get me there? Right, which ones of those things then can I get done today?
What's most important?
And just start moving them forward and getting stuff done. We had an incident sort of February 2017. We had a situation where we were we had to present a proposal, which is not something we're used to doing.
No, it's not.
And Paul Finnegan, who was on the podcast last year with me, Paul was running this particular project, and we had to present a proposal to Royal Bank of
Scotland.
And we had 5 or 6 days. It was like the phone calls on the Thursday, and then had the proposal for the following Wednesday. And Paul did quite a lot of work on it, and on the Sunday night it arrived on my desk for kind of sign off. And it was, broadly speaking, it was good stuff, but it didn't look great.
Yeah.
So I applied the "if my life depended on it, yeah, would I" okay. approach, and decided that if my life depended on it, I wouldn't send this quite in this format. It was a long way there, but wasn't quite good enough. Not if my life was at stake. And so I cleared a slug of time in my diary on the Monday and worked with our new designer. And long story, we turned it into a proper kick-ass proposal, which, by the way, got a great reception and was very successful. But the work of actually doing that led me to thinking, actually, we could use this kind of model, this framework, and indeed some of this artwork that we've now created, with people that are coming into Entrepreneur's Circle, and we could actually do things that would enhance us there. And if we did that, then we'd be turning up like no one else turns up, and that might be a really good thing to do. And so within, I mean, literally all that within the working week, we went from that becoming a concept and idea to actually being implemented and incorporated into our sales system, because we move fast.
Yeah.
And as we're recording this now, it's still a bit early to know, although I remain very optimistic about it. But getting stuff done quickly is really, really key. And people get sidelined and distracted and held up for no good reason.
Yeah.
So, and they say, "Oh, it's all right for you, Nige, you've got a team of people." Well, I didn't always have a team of people, and that's still no good reason, because, hey, you've got access to them.
Yeah, but I think one of the key things is that a lot of stuff is driven by you. And as business owners, actually, sometimes staff will wait for the business owner to be the driving force. They'll wait for them to come up with ideas. They'll do their bit, but you've got to give them stuff to work with.
Yes.
And that's really key, because sometimes business owners will just hold back and be scared to implement stuff or wait for the right time. And there probably isn't going to be a right time. You've got to get out there and test it.
Yeah, I mean, we should have kept score, actually, because we'd definitely be losing right now. If we tracked, if I had a big bar chart or a big scoreboard on my wall, which was stuff that Nige's tried and worked against stuff that Nige's tried.
I'm tempted to go and draw on your whiteboard right now,
and
but I won't.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
I'd be losing, because there's definitely more stuff that we've done that didn't work than that did work. And the big success comes from, of course, the ones that do work really well. And we've been fortunate enough to have quite a few of them. But there's loads of things that have not worked hardly at all. And there's a bigger bunch in the middle that have just about worked. So, you know, they were okay. But they wouldn't have built a business. They wouldn't have created a six-figure, you know, residual income stream or thousands of new customers. They kind of just worked a bit. And I think people forget that. And I know we're always kind of pursuing, as business, we're always looking for the big thing. But the big thing comes from doing the little things, doesn't it?
And doing lots of little things and trying lots of things and then finding the things that work and doing them better.
Yeah.
Tweaking stuff and improving it, which, again, a lot of people did over the last kind of, at the implement.
The other thing for me on the implement that was very interesting was, we're going to two areas. One is the techie stuff.
Yes.
But the other was the financial stuff.
Oh, yes. It was interesting.
It wasn't half, wasn't it? The because I I forget. I mean, the when I left school at 16 to join Barclays Bank, and I was encouraged. I didn't need much encouragement, because basically they told you, well, if you want to progress, you've got to do your banking exams. So I did the banking exams, and part of your banking exams are there's a whole lot of accountancy. So at a kind of fairly basic level, I'm not an accountant, but I can read a balance sheet. I do understand the P&L. That MBA in half a day course that Ainsley and I put together last year that was so well received, you know, was helpful for a lot of business within EC, because so few of our members, and indeed I think this is representative of business overall, actually have had any training.
Yeah.
Or indeed, I have a little understanding of the basics of accounting.
Absolutely.
And we put our finance team up at the implementer day. Oh my God. And they, it was a real eye opener for them, actually. I mean, because they don't get out very often. And they had to have real conversations with real people.
Yeah.
But
at least it was about numbers.
But my goodness, and how helpful it was.
It really was.
How helpful it was. And I went on some of the inner circle, at an inner circle call yesterday, where one of the members that was on that call had taken the model that she was given, i.e. the spreadsheet, the Excel sheet model, and put her numbers in it, and had discovered that this entire division of her business was massively loss-making.
Yeah.
Which sounds like, well, how could she not know that? But she didn't.
She didn't.
And actually what she was doing was running marketing campaigns, running money, to grow it. Well, when you grow something that's fundamentally unprofitable, what you end up with is bigger losses.
Yeah.
And so this understanding and real clear understanding of your numbers is such an important piece. And that implementation plan, in fact, the MBA in half a day, is a really, really good place to start, to at least understand that your profit and loss account is just a whole load of theory.
Yeah.
The importance of cash flow and what that means.
Yeah.
And indeed, you know, just some very basic business planning templates, which can make such a big difference.
I think as well, numbers are just one of those things that a lot of people are scared of. And it is kind of time to face your fear, because equally, we had lots of people who had good news and didn't realise actually what their numbers meant for them.
Yes.
So there was lots of pleased people there as well. But I think people do need to spend time. Honestly, we talk a lot about at the EC about getting to know your numbers and spending some proper time and really kind of speaking to people and getting all of the information you need to really know what your numbers mean, but understand them. Don't just get the numbers together. You've got to understand what the impact is on your business and what's working and what isn't. So it is a biggie, but it's definitely a worthwhile job to do and needs to be done, really.
It was Churchill, you know, that said, no matter how fancy the strategy, occasionally one must look at the results.
Wise man.
And that's what we've got, and proper understanding of it. Which, and I'm not going to go off on one about the importance of paying your accountant more money, although you almost certainly should. Techie stuff, I said we'd talk about.
Yeah.
Techie stuff. So, Nathan.
God bless him.
Well, I mean, he is a bottleneck in our organisation, I won't lie. Partly because he's very good at what he does. And he is able to do a lot of stuff, and it is incredibly useful having Nathan as part of the team, because it means that we are able to get things done technically very quickly.
Yeah.
And having someone that understands the broader brush of the business and what we're doing, all fine. But you don't need a Nathan to blast away the blockages that occur, because if it's technical, there's a solution out there.
Yes.
That's the first thing, because there is for all things technical. And the other bit of good news is, if it's technical, you can hire someone to do it for not a lot of money. Because techies, developers, you can buy them and sell them, honestly. I mean, well, you can. There is a difference, I get that, between like really, really good ones. And but fundamentally, there are people who can do anything you want, whether it's to build campaigns in Infusionsoft or set up squeeze pages or rebuild your website or, you know, put quite complex bits of code together.
Yeah.
You can get it all done. And I'm a big fan of Upwork. It's what I use a lot to get specific tasks done. We have found, we have a three or four people now that they work for Nathan, as it were, but they're just on a project by project basis, but we've got specialists in different types of code and different types of platforms. If we need a piece of work on this, well, we know we go to
that
him.
Person,
And we can we get this done, and can we get you on my next Monday, and he'll come back with a price, and we'll agree, £600, get it done, boom. And a lot of people, including plenty listening to this podcast today, get held up.
Oh my God.
Don't know how to do it. And again, for me, right, your job as the entrepreneur, you have to blast away the blockages, because you get paid the lifestyle your kids have, the retirement you're going to enjoy, where you go on holiday this year is determined by your ability to get things done. How can you allow a technical blockage to get in the way of what you're trying to do? Because technical blockages are relatively speaking, very straightforward to shift. You've just got to get the right person to do the right thing. And it's a lot more straightforward than people think. And a lot of people are, their lives are diminished.
Yeah.
And they are inhibited by their lack of technical nous. It still doesn't concern me a bit, but the only job in our business that I can't do is Nathan's.
Mm.
Push comes to shove.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be a great PA.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, honestly, I could.
Are you after my job?
I could definitely be a BJ. I could do your job. I could do Joe Davis's job. Not perhaps again. Just to be clear, not quite. But my point is, I understand all these other elements, even the bookkeeping. But the one thing I couldn't actually do is the techie.
Yeah.
But I know enough about it.
Yeah.
I know enough about it.
Yeah. But you get it done.
Yeah. You've seen me sat with our designer.
I have.
You know? Now, again, I can't use InDesign, but I know
what
I want.
You know what you want, yeah.
I can sit there, if I can put that there. Give him a little. He doesn't like it when I kiss him, but he does some great work, does Andrew?
Yeah, he does.
But we've got to get, our job is to get things shifted and get them done. And you have to find a way through that because, you know, everything in business comes at a price, and the price you pay for not blasting away the blockages is a diminished life. And it's why I look up now, if we're recording this in my office, and I can look up on the wall behind me and there's a picture of my gang there and Fabian, who is now 10. And, you know, I can turn anything in my ability to get that squeeze page up today. If I get that done, Fabian's life is enriched.
Yeah.
Because we might get more customers and we might make more profit, and I'm carrying less stress and I'll be feeling better.
Yeah.
And therefore, I'm going to get that done. Not for me, not for bloody Fabian.
Yeah.
And if I don't get that done, well, his life is diminished because I'm going to be worrying about it. I'm going to care. We have less customers, we have less money.
Yeah.
And I can turn anything. And the minute I turn something into a decision between Fabian and it, there's only ever going to be one winner. And that's a really smart technique to utilise to get the blockages shifted. And as a final point on this, and I'll get off my high horse and give you a chance to say something. A final point on this is, if you've got a blockage, use us here.
Oh, God, yes.
Because we can at least point you in the right direction.
Do you know, one phrase that we heard time and time and time again of the employers, bloody hell, I didn't know you could help with that. Oh, can you do that? Oh, the OMG kind of moments we had. There was tons of them.
The OMG.
It was the EC.
Okay.
It was people just, I mean, some of it was them talking to our guys. Obviously, the trustees were there as well, so there's tons of expertise there. And, they helped lots and lots of people just to get some of this stuff done, but also just to think it through.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time, like Nigel just said, and I wish this was actually on video, because, my God, you were all animated then, weren't you? And waving fingers and stuff, which was great.
Nice.
And really drove the point home. So I did kind of worry then because you were going all animated. But it just highlights it's stuff that people turn into such a big deal when it's really not. There's a lot of stuff that can be done much quicker, easier, if you just speak to the right people, the people with the right experience and expertise. Yeah. And we've got tons of us in the EC. There's tons of our members who are more than happy to give up their time to share their expertise, whether it's in the Facebook group or whether you ask us to connect you.
Yeah.
So use it and use us more, because the help is there.
Yeah, and of course, particularly so, this is what the program's all about.
Yes.
By putting people into the cohort, by getting them here with a degree of frequency, and having effectively implemented type sessions like every 6 weeks, that's what the program's all about, to actually really get things done and get things moving forward. But this isn't a commercial for the programme, although if you are interested, just drop an email to Frahana and she will give you more information and help get that sorted. So the other thing I've written on my notes here, I was going to talk today was car brakes.
I thought I was just looking. Is that what it says?
Yeah, it does say car brakes. It does say car brakes. And I will explain that to you in a moment.
Please
although
do.
I'm very relieved because I have a new PA.
Yes, you do.
And her name is Claire. And she's quite lovely, and I'm very happy so far.
And her brakes okay?
So far, well, her car's not okay.
Oh, okay.
This is interesting, because so when she came for her interview, we had a good interview, but I was seeing some other candidates her. And it was like 2 hours after she'd finished, I was just going upstairs, actually, to the training academy, and I saw this lady sat in reception, and it's one I'm slightly embarrassed, actually, because I thought, oh, my gosh, I know her. But I wasn't sure where from. I'd actually interviewed her 2 hours earlier. they all kind of blend a
bit.
They
do,
you know?
After a bit, yeah, yeah.
And I say, are you okay? And then she said, oh, yes, I just had a problem with my car. I'm sorry I'm still here. Then I realised who she was. Anyway, it turns out all her locks on her car. Yeah. She had a proper little jalopy she had. I mean, flipping piece of junk. Anyway, she said, but very embarrassing. So she had to wait for the RAC to come out get her into her car. So she was very embarrassed about that. But I had a second interview with her, and she was fine. So I hired her. So she's been with me now a couple of weeks. But she came in on the first morning, and she'd had some more car problems.
Oh, gosh.
And then she was loitering on her first afternoon. And I said, it's okay, you can go now. It's like 6 o'clock. And she said, yeah, I want to be the last out. And I said, why? So she explained to me, she's very embarrassed.
Oh, bless.
Because all the car, our car is, was such a piece of junk that all the doors were locked. And the only way in, she had to climb in through the hatchback.
Oh, bless.
So, anyhow, so with a little bit of help from...
you?
Well, all I did was effect an introduction. But long story, before the end of her first week, she took delivery of her brand new Ford Fiesta, flame red.
Yay.
So she's now able to...
I thought you'd offer to help to get her through the hatchback and into the car.
No. That's not the kind of caring employer that I am. But anyway, I digress slightly. But car brakes. Right, if you... Right, I'm going to try. Hopefully this analogy will kind of work.
I'm hoping okay. It's going somewhere, yeah.
Well, the truth of it is, right, for a lot of people, they actually stop themselves moving forward in their head.
Yes.
And the truth of it is, even if you haven't got a driving licence, you know enough to understand that if you start to drive your car with the handbrake on, that it doesn't make for a very smooth ride, okay?
Yeah.
After a mile and a half, things start to smell.
Yes.
Okay, as the kind of, whatever it is, starts to burn on the rims, on your brake rings, whatever. And because nothing's good. Acceleration is lumpy. It's all a bit rubbish. And actually, because when you release the brakes, and get out the way, you can make a lot of progress. And my little closing point on this podcast, which I hope has been open. I hope I've not got... I'm not giving you a chance to say much, have I? But...
so what's new, Nigel?
but a lot of people in business just need to get out their own way.
I knew that's what it was going to be, yeah.
Release the brakes.
I like it.
Just release the brakes.
Yeah.
Just allow things to happen. And some of this comes from, like, they're doing more stuff.
Absolutely.
Because nothing, and again, that's the whole scoreboard thing that I mentioned, is all part of this. Because it's okay to have a failure. It's okay to run a campaign that delivers nothing. It's okay to try things that don't work as you hope they're going to do. But the more you start to do stuff, it is just like driving a car with the handbrake off. And when you take that handbrake off, you liberate that machine. And if it's a half-decent car as opposed to a pile of junk, then actually amazing things can happen. And that's what I'd just like to kind of end the podcast, really, in terms of releasing your own brakes, taking the handbrake off and just getting on with it.
Nice.
That was it.
That was just a beautiful ending there, and that sums it up really well, doesn't it? That was nice. Nicely done, Nige. I'm impressed.
We got anything else?
I think.
We're there.
That's it. We could talk about other stuff.
What? The weather?
I don't know. Weather. Oh, weather's nice.
Hey.
It's nice today, wasn't it?
Well,
no, it's a bit grim, actually.
My inner circle phone-ins every week start at 4:30. And I've been very pleased, actually, because this week, by the time people listen to this, probably it'll be much more, very much the case. But this week, they were starting in daylight.
Yes.
So we definitely feel that the world is feeling a better place.
A
spring is coming. If you've got a topic that you'd like us to cover on the podcast, then give us a shout. But much more importantly, if you've got a blockage that you'd like help blasting away, if you'd like us to help you release your brakes in some way, then you can let us know. Because Frahana and the team are all here to help and support you. That's all we're about. That's all we want to make happen. Thank you for joining us. Drive safely, because I know most people listen in the car, which is kind of cool. And have a safe trip. And we will hopefully see you very, very soon. Bye-bye.
See ya.
You've been listening to The Botcast from the Entrepreneur's Circle, featuring Nigel Bottrell. The Botcast is copyright Entrepreneur's Circle 2015.